Business news indeed now from Petula Martin.
Thanks, Mary. The euro hit a fresh two-decade low yesterday over a renewed concern that an energy shock will keep inflation elevated. China's yuan weakened to a two-year low, while sterling briefly touched its weakest since March 2020. We're joined by Roland Costello, Head of Foreign Exchange Strategy at Bank of Ireland. Good morning.
Good morning, Petula.
And thanks for joining us on the programme. We spoke to you last month when the euro and dollar hit parity, but the euro fell below the dollar and is still below the dollar this morning. What led to that fall?
Yeah, I think, this has been a volatile year in foreign exchange markets, and the volatility hasn't really let up over the summer. The recent moves lower in the euro-dollar currency pair have actually been more about dollar strength than euro weakness. If you look at how the euro has performed against other international currencies like the pound or the Japanese yen, it has held its value fairly well. But against the dollar, it has depreciated by about 12% over the last 6 months. There's a few reasons why the dollar has been outperforming most currencies this year. Firstly, the economic outlook is comparatively brighter for the US than for Europe. Secondly, you have U.S. investment yields and deposit rates. They have risen much higher than they have in Europe. And thirdly, the dollar is seen as a safe haven currency. So, you know, in times of conflict or during volatile market episodes where, for example, stock markets are retracing lower, these safe haven currencies like the U.S. dollar or the Swiss franc tend to perform well. So for the dollar this year, you've had a combination of factors that have been very supportive.
And commodities tend to be priced in dollars, like oil. We always give the price of oil in dollars. Are businesses that deal with commodities, are they at an advantage or a disadvantage?
Yes, they would be at an advantage. So for example, if you have an Irish company that mines or produces commodities, they would generally be paid in US dollars when they sell those commodities. So they would be getting the benefit of the recent dollar strength and are able to convert that dollar income back to euros at a favourable rate.
Okay, and then for Irish businesses, is now a good time to hedge against the dollar?
Yeah, I think it's always very difficult to time any currency hedging. And we may not have reached, you know, the end of this trend lower in euro-dollar just yet. But I do think if you take a step back and consider the magnitude of the move, and over the last 14 months, the dollar has appreciated by 20% against the euro. Moves like that in major currency pairs don't happen very often, especially over such a short time frame. You know, so I do think probably the wise thing to do if you're a company that has benefited from this move is to lock in or hedge at least some of those profits. Currency markets have been very volatile this year, and you know, the trend lower in euro dollar could see a sharp reversal at some point if, for example, the US growth outlook gets downgraded, or if the European Central Bank switch to a more hawkish approach to monetary policy. So I think overall this is probably a good time to hedge.
We'll leave it there. Ronan Costello, Head of Foreign Exchange Strategy at Bank of Ireland.